AP Update, I'm Tim McGuire. A blurry surveillance tape shows a confrontation between members of Boston's Joint Terrorism Task Force and Usama Rahim before he was shot and killed at a bus stop. Boston Police Commissioner William Evans says the video, as grainy as it is, supports statements from officers and agents on the task force saying Rahim threatened them with a military-style knife.
This unraveled very quickly, and I think they made the right call very well. He was intent on taking out somebody, and it was either us or them.
District Attorney Dan Conley says they're releasing the video now in order to put an end to speculation about the shooting.
When it can inform the public about what happened and why, it's in everyone's best interest to share it as soon as it is possible to tamp down rumors and bad information.
Boston's Joint Terrorism Task Force says it had Rahim under 24-hour surveillance and feared an attack would be imminent. AP Update. I'm Tim McGuire.